Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ronald Edwards, 78, of Richland County, died March 26. Funeral services will be held tonight at 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home tonight from 4 until the time of the service at 6. Ron wanted his life to be celebrated like a party. Bright colors being worn would be appreciated. Your presence and support mean the most. If you would like to honor Ron with a gift, contributions to the family are welcome. Ron Edwards is survived by his wife of 57 years, Luella, son, Travis Edwards, daughter, Cresta Lee and Brian Meyer, one grandson, sister, Emily and Dwayne Sumwalt, brother, George and Judy Edwards, sisters-in-law, Lynette Pugh, Lily Bixjo, Aunt Lila and Kurt Rickley, brothers-in-law, Chet and Karen Sumwalt, Dennis and Debbie Sumwalt, and Jim and Diane Sumwalt, and numerous cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Ronald Edwards, 78, of Richland County. Carolyn L. Hackett, 77, of Muscadet, died April 1st at home. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 2 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carolyn Hackett is survived by 2 children, Sherry Roberts and Todd and Raina Hackett, 4 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Carolyn L. Hackett, 77, of Muscadet. Stephen L. Walter, 67, of Richland Center, died February 15th at UW Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 3 until 9 at the Richland Center American Legion. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Steve Walter is survived by his wife, Brenda, 4 children, Kara and Ryan Poppy of Highland, Kyle Walter and Samantha Kirkpatrick, Krista Walter and Keith Wurzbaugh, and Callie Burns, all of Richland Center. 6 grandchildren, his mother, Louise Walter of Richland Center, sister, Deborah Anderson of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Stephen L. Walter, 67, of Richland Center. Rita Smith Richardson Alessandro, 84, of Muscadet, died Saturday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Rita Alessandro is survived by her children, Eric Rossing, Carrie and Jeff Whedon, Sandy and Mike Riley, and Raina and Todd Hackett, 11 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, and 15 great-great-grandchildren, sisters, Callie Johnson, Christy and Lyle Jelly, and Aaron Smith. Many special nieces, nephews, and friends. Rita Smith Richardson Alessandro, 84, of Muscadet. Joyce S. Butler, 83, of Boscobel, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Joyce Butler is survived by her daughter, Loretta Butler of Dodgeville, brother, Otmar Bobel Jr. of Boscobel, brother-in-law, Paul Schaff of Mineral Point, four grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Joyce S. Butler, age 83, of Boscobel.